Casey Ford back here with head coach Matt Makarczak of the Northern Michigan men's basketball team. And coach, it was an exciting game, but at the same time, it was a very, very cardiac Cats yet again here at the Berry, where once again it's that Berry magic. You know, 14 offensive rebounds in this game, but they, the Pride, 11 of 16 behind that three-point line. I know you challenge shots, but that's very tough to overcome, but yet you guys found a way to do that today.
Yeah, man, I thought we made a few mistakes, but gosh, they shot the cover off the ball. I mean, that was incredible. That was an incredible shooting performance. When you're better, and I think we're better than them, when you're better, the way that you can lose is shooting variance. And, I've heard some NBA commentary stuff say, well, you know, it's kind of just comes down to who makes threes and who doesn't. Tonight they made everything. We didn't make anything, it seemed like. And, you know, that's how an upset's happened. And we battled, dominated the boards. We dominated the turnover battle so that we could hang in there. And then I think underrated was all that late game stuff our guys executed. We pressed them twice, got a jump ball and a travel. We fouled at the end to take fouls so they didn't get a good look. We ran him off the line on the last play. It would have been a two even if it went in. His foot was on the line. So we did a lot of really high-level things, I thought, down the stretch of that game to secure the win. And, that's the mark of a really mature, good team. Saying that, if we keep playing this way, we're not going to have the rest of the year we want, and we need to play better.
With that being said, though, I mean, currently you're hosting the GLIAC and the NCAAs. And I talk about the Cardiac Cats here at the Berry Event Center. So maybe that's that Berry magic that you need. But let's talk about free throws. Yes, Max Weisbrot hits a three to put you up one. But how about the ice in the veins of Dylan Keel going down, hitting two free throws to put you guys up three with 4.5 seconds left, and you guys shooting 17 of 21 from the charity stripe?
Yeah, I mean, our two stars delivered in the second half. The first half was, I've never seen those two both play that bad in the same time in the same game, and I was a little worried. I'm like, we need to get one of these two going, and I thought they both, the second half, battled and, you know, made some big plays when we needed it, and, just really proud of the fight and the crew. I didn't think we ever quit fighting, even when we didn't play well, and, you know, I didn't, there was some times that I didn't know if we were going to get this one. But it wouldn't have been because we didn't care or try or didn't put effort. It would have been that Purdue outplayed us in the sport of basketball in a resounding way. And they did until the last 2-3 minutes.
And they did have a 66-62 lead at one point as well. But let's talk about that first half. You talked about the struggles of the first half. The last 7:37 of the first half, you guys had two field goals. What were you telling your guys at halftime when you see your team struggling? Two field goals the last 7 minutes, that's very un-Northern Michigan-like for your basketball team.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. I mean, credit to them, they were changing defenses with zone and switching and hedging, and I just thought they really kind of out-coached us, had us confused, had us on the ropes, and I don't know. We got to watch the film. I mean, we coaches always say that, like, we got to watch. In this case, I have no idea. It was odd.
Coach, congratulations on your win. I know you have a week to get better now. What are you emphasizing this week of practice that you get 7 full days and you don't have to play that Thursday, Saturday schedule?
We got to get healthy. And then after that, I think, you know, offensively, we got to figure out, you know, what we're going to do when we see kind of junk defenses, how we're going to handle them in the future.
Coach, congratulations. Enjoy this win. Enjoy your Saturday night. And as always, go Cats.
Yeah, thank you, Casey.
All right, head coach Matt Makarczak right here on the postgame show, right here on Radio Results Network. That'll do it for us. We have won 2 of the 3 games of this doubleheader with the hockey team yet to go. That puck will drop at 6:07 right here on 100.3, 107.3 down in Escanaba. For everybody, Colin in the back, for head coach Matt Makarczak, Casey Thousand, I'm Casey Ford. Thank you for listening to Northern Michigan Sports on the Wildcat Sports Network.